thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to encourage and direct people to the source of strength when we pray. Prayer is work. That's why Jesus told his disciples that he wished that men would always pray and not faint. It's work, and it is hard. And one of the hardest parts of praying, in my opinion, and I don't know how you feel about this, but is the waiting part. Waiting and waiting and waiting. I was reading through Isaiah 25 this morning and talking about some of the promises that God has made to his people. In verse 8, he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. There will be a time when we're done waiting. There will be a time when these promises will be fulfilled as they were stated. There will be a time when there's no more tears and no more pain and no more sorrow. And of course, this passage is referred to by the Apostle John in the last chapters of the book of Revelation, describing the end for all history for God's people. But in the meantime, while God is so kind to us to give us answers to specific prayers here and there, sometimes more frequently than it seems at other times, sometimes more dramatically than it seems at other times, it's still true that the deepest longings of our heart that can only be experienced in the new heavens and the new earth is something we have to wait for. We have to wait. And most of our time on this earth is praying and then waiting and waiting and waiting. And I don't know about you, but waiting is a hard thing for me. But I need to remind myself that waiting is the way God has things for now. And so I'm not surprised to find a lot of encouragement to God's people in God's word to wait well and to do it in a particular way for particular reasons, striving for a particular end. So pray and wait. Pray and wait. There, I just would like to read a few verses from the Psalter this morning that talk about waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm not going to take the time to turn to every one of them. I've got them printed out on a sheet of paper here for me that I just like to read the reference, read the verse, and make a short comment and encourage us to, as people who pray, to wait well in our praying, because the deepest longings of our heart are not going to be fully fulfilled until that day when we're done waiting. Like Isaiah says, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Then you're done waiting. But in the meantime, we must wait well. Keep praying. Here, Psalm 25, 5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. So part of waiting is being teachable. Psalm 25, 21. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. So developing Christ-like character of integrity and uprightness. That's part of what waiting well is. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. So developing strength, talking to yourself, encouraging yourself, developing the spiritual fruit of courage. That's waiting well. Psalm 31:24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. More of the same. Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. So being still, not being restless, not being angry, not being frustrated, being patient. Knowing that our greatest longings are not going to be fulfilled until the end when we're done waiting. Psalm 37:34. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. So waiting is not just a passive thing. Waiting well is an active thing, keeping his way while you wait for the Lord. Psalm 39:7. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Making sure that while we wait, we're not exalting the gifts over the giver and growing dissatisfied, because while God continually gives us more and more of himself by conforming us more and more to the image of his son, we can easily get frustrated by not getting the specific requests that sometimes are for specific things. And we can get sidetracked by the most important, from the most important thing. Psalm 40 verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Sometimes waiting includes crying. That's okay. Patiently crying. Psalm 52 verse 9. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name. So developing thankfulness that God is who he is. He's made the promises he's made to us that one day all of our deepest longings will be physically, literally fulfilled forever. That's something that we are supposed to wait for thankfully. So be thankful. Psalm 62:1. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. Sometimes it's important to wait and be silent and just wait and realize that what you're waiting for is something that only God can give. And God, in his infinite wisdom and infinite mercy, knows when to give it in the best way, at the best time, to accomplish the best ends. He never makes a mistake. He always does the right thing. He's never in a hurry, and he's always on time. And so we wait in silence. Psalm 69, verse 3. I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim waiting for my God. Sometimes, as we've already said, waiting involves weeping. That's okay. That shows our greatest longings have yet to be fulfilled. And there should be. Whether it's actual physical weeping and your eyes growing physically dim, or the spiritual weariness of continuing to pray. But wait. Keep waiting. Keep waiting. And know that one of these days, you will be able to say what Isaiah 25:9 says. We've waited for him, and he's answered. We waited. And the longer you wait, the sweeter the answer will be. And the more patiently you wait, and the more tearfully you wait, and the more proactively you wait, and the more intentionally you wait, the sweeter that day is going to be. Psalm 106, 13. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. So intentionally remembering what God has done for us, preaching the gospel to ourselves, putting our physical ears under the physical preaching of the gospel as regularly as we can, so that we are reminded that because of the justifying grace of God and the indwelling presence of the Spirit, who is the seal and the guarantee of our one day full inheritance when faith becomes sight. And we wait for that, but we wait for that with hope, and we wait for that so that we don't forget the Lord. It's so easy to forget, so easy to get focused on what you don't have that you forget about what you do have. And focus on what you want rather than what you need. These are all struggles of waiting. So the word keeps reminding us and encouraging us, wait well. So we could say with the psalmist in Psalm 130, verse 6, my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. I'm not a very good sleeper, so I regularly wake up in the middle of the night. And man, I can't tell you, if you're not a good sleeper, you know what I'm talking about. You just wait for the crack of dawn. You wait for that little light to be shining through the window to know, okay, it's time to get up. You can get up now and start your day. Waiting well. We spend all of our life on this earth waiting for the best that's yet to come. What we've been given is an unspeakably glorious gift in Christ, and the deposit that's made in our hearts through the indwelling Spirit, and the promise and the guarantee of that promise sealed by the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus is only to be fulfilled and completed and brought to full fruition by his return. And we wait for that. But we must learn how to wait well, and in our waiting, how to pray well and pursue well. So my encouragement to us, as this is, I don't know, several hundred days now into this prayer meeting, and some of you may feel like some of your requests are not being answered. God knows exactly what he's doing, and he just asks us and empowers us through the Spirit of God, using the Word of God to make the people of God more like the Son of God, so that we can wait well and see these little nugget, precious, small answers to prayer that keep us going until that one day when we are done waiting. I can't wait, although I have to, until that day. And so may God help us all to wait well. Thank you.